Chapter 6, Creating Positive Experiences. In the previous chapter, we explored how to notice a good experience that was already present. The other way to have a good experience is to create one, and we'll look at how to do that in this chapter. Creating a positive experience can be as simple as looking around to find a pleasant sight or thinking of something that makes you happy. Often you'll do this just because it feels good. At other times, you'll call up the experience of an inner strength to respond to a challenge. Perhaps a plane ride is alarmingly shaky, so you take some deep breaths to calm down. Or someone cuts you off in traffic, and you remind yourself not to take it personally. Whether you're doing it simply to feel good or to meet a challenge, being able to self-activate useful states of mind, to get the song playing that you want on your inner radio station, is fundamental to psychological healing, everyday well-being and effectiveness, personal growth, and spiritual practice. Nonetheless, it's hard at first for many people to call up positive experiences at will, particularly ones that would be helpful in certain situations or for certain needs. For example, if you're feeling stressed, it can take practice to create a sense of relaxation in your body. If you've been hurt, it can take a while to remember a friend and feel seen and appreciated. The states of mind that would be most useful for a person are often the hardest to self-generate. But with practice, you'll get better at this. And as you repeatedly internalize the experiences you create, they will begin to emerge naturally for you as inner strengths when life goes bump. Let's explore a variety of ways to create a good experience, with some examples for each one. Many of these methods are based on finding good facts. You're not making anything up. You're seeing what's true, what's objective reality. Recognizing good facts does not deny bad facts. You're simply focusing on facts that could legitimately prompt a good experience. Often we see a good fact, but don't have any feelings about it. This seemingly small step, from idea to embodied experience, is critically important, for without it, there's not much to install in your brain. In terms of building neural structure, what matters is not the event or circumstance or condition itself, but your experience of it. Knowing without feeling is like a menu without a meal.